While everyone's talking about AI replacing people, smart companies know the real opportunity is using AI to make their people better. Lattice is the HR platform where people and AI succeed together, helping every employee grow, every manager lead, and every company achieve greater success. Let's build a people-powered future. No regrets. Visit lattice.com/no regrets. That's LATTICE.com/no regrets.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday night on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. A lot to do as always. MLB playoffs have begun. Welcome to October. It is here. One of the best months, if not the best month, of the year in the sporting calendar. Between NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, hockey, it starts. End of the month, NBA starts. So there's a lot of things going on, that's for sure, throughout this great month. We have that. We have a lot of football to discuss as we start to turn the page towards week number 5 in the NFL. And a lot going on, that's for sure. We've hit the bye weeks this week, which is always unfortunate because I hate the bye weeks. It stinks for everything. But you're either here nor there. Mike Carver with you. And sans Joe out on assignment tonight. In fact, and Joe tweeted this, so I'll be Joe's college picks were in such bad shape on Saturday that somebody had to go and take his car from outside his house the other night. So nice job. I'm not kidding around either. Somebody actually took Joe's car, and I think he found it this afternoon, missing a couple of wheels a few miles from his house. So not a good scene for Joe. Thankfully, he's getting that all straightened out. But he's out on assignment, and as usual on a Tuesday, George Kurtz is with me. George, good to have you as always, my man. You like that, George? Joe did so bad Saturday, they had to go take the wheels off his car. Unbelievable. It really is.
You know, listen, Lisi, you lose your bet, you got to pay it off, bro. All right, you got to pay it off. You don't pay it off, they come looking for you. They couldn't find you. You must have some nice tires, man. Maybe some nice hubcaps. They take your tires instead. Yep. I knew something happened with his car. I was told earlier today, but I didn't know exactly what it was. Now I know.
Yeah.
I guess I'm glad he found the car. Was he walking around the neighborhood on like one of those little scooter things looking for his car?
No, he told me, like, you know, he went to bed, I guess it was Sunday night, and it was out there, and then he woke up Monday morning, and it was gone. And that was, he just called the authorities, of course, and they got to work on it. But since Joe put it out there, I was able to use it. Joe tweeted it. I knew my picks were bad. You didn't have to go and steal my car, I think was Joe's line that he had on Twitter. So car was recovered today, just like I said. Sans wheels. No wheels, but Joe did get the car back for that. George, we have a lot going on. Obviously, it is the first day of the Major League Baseball playoffs. October is here. Mets and the Brewers is the only game going on live right now. In about 30 minutes, we will have the other one. 8-4 here as they go to the bottom of the eighth in Milwaukee. Mets, of course, got down very early in this game, which they've been doing a lot lately, but that doesn't seem to bother them, George. They came storming back against Peralta and the Brewers. 4-run lead. They've got 6 more outs to get. Obviously, George, I'm going to assume they don't have Diaz tonight after yesterday in game one with the way that he finished that one off. But still, 4-run lead, 6 outs to go. They've already used Buto here for the last couple of innings. I think the Mets, we've seen some strange stuff the last 24 hours, George, but I think the Mets should be able to get these last 6 outs in Milwaukee.
You know, I'd like to think so as well. We all know the Mets, the bullpen has been an issue all season long. You mentioned Diaz threw 40 pitches yesterday. Remember, he threw 26 on Sunday for some reason, like a 5-run lead. I understand you want to get him some work. Maybe you give him half that, 15 pitches, and take him out. Having him throw 26 and 40, theoretically, he's not available tomorrow either. So we'll see how that works out for the Mets here. Not that they would use him yet anyway. It is a 4-run lead. And it's all came by the way, Mike, you didn't see the play.
He'll
if they need him, I think he will as well.
Yeah,
but this all came about because Peralta didn't tag first base on that Iglesias ground ball. He didn't know where he was, and he put his foot down, and guess what? Base wasn't there. Base wasn't there, Fred. He missed by about 6 to 10 inches.
And look, we saw, you gotta have your head on straight when you get to October, George. I mean, we saw it even. It almost blew up on Diaz yesterday when he didn't cover first on that ground ball to first base. So these pitchers got to be aware of what's going on. Every out is important. 8-4. Let's see if the Mets and Buto, I guess, is still going to be out there with Hoskins leading. Actually, no. They're going into, where are they going? To top 9 now. So they got the 3 outs. Excuse me, George, as they finally update on FanDuel here. They go to the 9th, 8-4. Buto got the last 6 outs. So they only have 3 more outs to get, George. Excuse me. 3 outs, 4 runs, and they'll take a 1-0 lead here in this best of 3 wild card round. We've already seen today Detroit on the road go into Houston and get a win behind Tarik Skubal. 3 early runs against Framber Valdez, and then Skubal's able to pitch great. They did make it a little scary, of course, late in the game. They had the bases loaded with Hayward up, and Brisky was able to get out of it. Tigers win the first game there, which was very important, George, because obviously you need to be able to win the game that Skubal pitches to give yourself any kind of a chance in the series, and the Tigers have that now. Then we saw another road team, the Royals, in Baltimore, 1-0 win over the Orioles. 6 shutout innings from Reagans. Burns actually pitched very well for Baltimore, but they were not able to scratch any runs together. Mets on the road have an 8-4 lead. So the road team so far here, George, in these game ones of the 3-game series, are 3 outs away from being 3-0. So I'll ask you this. Braves tonight in San Diego, who had the longest travel out of the two. Mets went to Milwaukee. Braves went to San Diego after the doubleheader yesterday. King going again. They got this kid, Smith Shaver, who hasn't, you know, he's been in the minors all year. He started in May, 1 start for the Braves. That was against the Cubbies in May. Will the Braves do what the Royals, Tigers, and maybe the Mets have been able to do here on day number 1?
No, they will not. I can't see. I'm heavy on the Padres tonight. Heavy on the Padres.
Me too.
Probably the game I felt best about today was the Padres here. Listen, the Braves played the doubleheader yesterday, and they had to play both games in it because they choked the first game. I mean, you don't have Chris Sale, which is automatically has to be a bummer. He's not even on the roster, by the way. He can't pitch till the divisional series at the earliest, assuming you make it that far here. And I don't think they will, by the way. Smith Swanee at one time was a top prospect. All right, for what it's worth here. But I don't mean top. I mean, he was one of their, up-and-coming arms they thought could be part of the rotation. Hasn't worked out to this date. Mike King has been really good, part of the Juan Soto deal for the Padres here. I think the Padres might end this in 2, by the way. I think they are that good a team here. I'd be shocked if they lose tonight. And it's something about the road teams playing today. It's been a weird day in baseball. It certainly has, but I just don't think it continues tonight.
Well, and I think especially, George, you know, when you think about from the aspect of what the Mets and the Braves did, yes, playing 2 games yesterday and both having to travel, making it even more difficult. The Royals and the Tigers, I can see, but very surprising here that the Mets, but the thing with the Mets is, George, they haven't quit since June 1st. I mean, they've got the best record in baseball since June 1st, and they just keep trucking along. And I really felt good about, you know, everybody said, oh, the Brewers had their number. These teams, George, that now play, I said this to Pharrell today. When you only play these teams now 2 series a year, you know, they see the Brewers once home, once away. They see the Central, the West, once home. Owning a team, like being in your division and playing 13 times and going 11-2, that's owning a team. You play a team 2 series a year, George. I don't think there's enough substance there to be able to say it's somebody owns somebody else. That's for sure. So I thought the Mets were very live. I thought they were the most live dog out of the 4 series.
Agreed.
Even coming into this thing with Milwaukee. We'll talk about it more, George, when we come back, and we'll look at a few other things. I'm with you on the Padres, but of course, I'm greedy, George. I have to get involved with a few other things as well. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM 159. We're just getting going on Wednesday night. We're back here for
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Our release of SportsGrid Radio, SiriusXM, Channel 159. Great to see everybody here, everybody with us tonight on the grid. All right, George, bottom nine in Milwaukee, 8-4. The Mets have gone to Stanek here to get these last couple of outs. It was not that great, but George, you know, it's four runs. You got to be able to get this done. Bottom of the Brewer order, too. They already got Frelick out. Ortiz is up now, and then they'll get to the top. So not exactly the heavy hitters in the Milwaukee part of the order either. This would be a few things here, George. Obviously going up 1-0. I thought Severino tonight gets hit early. Mets come back, scratching in this game, but Severino giving them the length, George, that he did after yesterday to stay in there and kind of right the ship after the Brewers touched him up early in this game. That is going to be an unheralded story for the Mets here tonight because they didn't have to burn a lot of their bullpen because Severino stuck it out. And then the Mets were able to get him some runs, and now he's going to get a win.
Ding, ding, ding. I think you hit the nail right on the head there. He gave them some length, right? He didn't pitch great, but didn't pitch poorly. And as you said, he didn't collapse when it looked like he could have. All right, we were sort of waiting for that big hit that was going to drive him from the game here and lead to a big inning from Milwaukee. It never happened. And it did it did happen for the Mets. You know, so good for them. As you said, I told Gabe last night, I thought the Mets would win the series. There's just something about this team. And it's also because I think Milwaukee's a little bit of a paper tiger here. Great season for Milwaukee. Don't get me wrong. All right, I did not predict Milwaukee to do this well at all. You lose Corbett. You trade Corbett Burns. You lose Brandon Woodward for the year here. Christian Yelich then gets hurt about halfway through the season here. And he was having an MVP-type season. So a great season by Milwaukee, but I don't think they're there with the big boy. Not that I think the Mets are, Mike. I don't. With that being said, I thought the Mets would pull this off. But I thought the Mets would lose game one, though, and then win. Because that's what they've done all season long, right? They make it difficult. You know, they lose, then win the next two here. Because I always thought they were going to win tomorrow with Manaea. I think he'll right the ship, although he did get crushed by Milwaukee on Friday night.
Yeah, he did. But, George, they do that. Like last year, they lost to the Diamondbacks in this wild card round at home. 21, they lost in the division series in four. I think that was, the Phillies, right, George? They lost that year. In four to the Phillies in the division series round, had home field that year. 2020, they lost in two. That was the COVID year, but still, that first round three-game series swept out in that. Brewers do this, at least this group, seemingly every year now, George. So this is not to be unexpected. They have not had any luck getting out of their first round in the playoffs the last few years. So, look, and we're not sitting here saying that they're finished, obviously, George. They are far from that. In a three-game series, anything can happen. Who are they going with tomorrow, George, in that game two? Who are the Actually, Murphy said he didn't announce it. I remember him yesterday saying, when I was watching his press conference, that he was going to make that decision after the game. The Mets are going to go with Manaea. Brewers currently listed as undecided. I see they had Savale out there tonight in the last game.
Him.
So it's not going to be Savale. Who do you want to go to?
Myers?
Rhea?
I think it's going to be Myers.
Tobias Myers, huh? I think that's who they're going to go with.
It can't be Montas. He's a gasoline can. I'm going to say it's going to be Myers, if I had to guess. Yeah, I think it'll be Myers. But he won't have – it's an elimination game. He won't have much rope. Yeah, you might see both these guys. Brewer's got the – and the game
when
is over, by the way.
Montas pitched four innings against the Mets. Gave up two runs. When was that, George? That was Friday. So he'd be good to go tomorrow if they wanted to go to him. Man, this is not exactly great options here, George. Whether it's Montas,
no, just right. I'm surprised Milwaukee got this far. Look at this rotation. Peralta, okay, he's a nice number two. Everybody else is fours and fives. It's shocking they got this far. That's why I never liked this team to begin with this season.
I kind of like Savale better than a couple of these options. I'm surprised they threw him out there now to get a couple of innings. I get he does give up a lot of long balls. I guess that's probably why they didn't go to him here. But they don't have a lot of great options. But they've done it all year, George. They've done it all year. So I guess they're going to try to sneak by two. When I have an updated series price for you, George, I will give it to you. In the next segment, I'll give you some of these updated American League numbers. I did want us just one last time give you what the Braves and the Padres are. They start in about 15 minutes. Minus 184 money line for San Diego, plus $1.54 for the Braves. 7.5 total. Run line with San Diego, plus $1.15. I like the run line with San Diego, George, and I like the over 7.5. I think they're going to be able to score some runs tonight.
I'm going to take the San Diego team total over. I'm going to take the run line, as you said. I'd love to, it's one thing there's no parlay for me to find to bring that 184 down, but I think I might take that anyway. And I think I might take the Braves team total under. Maybe. I'm thinking about that one. That's the one I haven't done yet. But I think the Padres take care of business tonight. And by the way, my first rant of the night there. Baseball, their insane bracket system. The Los Angeles Dodgers are going to have to play the Padres. I don't think the Braves are going to win that. I just don't. So they have to play the Padres. Yeah. Do you think the Dodgers would rather face the Mets or the Brewers? You know, the lower seeded teams? Oh, the Brewers wouldn't be, but the Mets certainly would be. I mean, it's insane that they don't want to ruin their brackets because it all looks nice.
Everybody likes to fill out brackets, and
it's baseball. It's not the NCAA tournament. You don't see football doing this, by the way.
And you know, George, hockey's done this now too with the division. They want that so that they do a big thing with their bracket challenge now. They think
hockey's all about saving money. They want to have those divisional matches. They don't want to travel. Hockey's just lazy.
That too.
I mean, but they don't get me started on the hockey playoff system, by the way, because that's what we'll talk about this whole show. I'm already angry. Played hockey over the weekend.
I will say,
by the way,
though,
Mike.
George, I see a light at the end of this tunnel. That with there's four matchups that I think are very juicy. If we can get them through, Yankees Orioles, Mets Phillies, Dodgers Padres, and look, I do think it. I thought it before they won today. I think the Tigers are going to beat the Astros, and you would actually get four real division matchups in the division series if the Tigers would then play Cleveland if they were able to go through. Let's see what George thinks when we come back. Carver, Lisa, SportsGrid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, SportsGrid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. All right, George, a few things. Number one, some other stuff in this Padre Brave game that I've got going on. I actually had a couple series plays here, George, before this. I have Louis Arise plus 285 to have the most hits in the series. I like that one. Obviously, little hit machine, Louis Arise. He was the chalk, but still. Thought nice price for a guy who gets tons of hits. What other I have? Tatis. Now, I think the Padres could go deep here, George, so I threw this in. Tatis to lead the playoffs in homers, 40-1. Threw a little gas on that. That's like almost like if you think the Padres can make it to the World Series, which I do. I think the Padres could beat the Dodgers. I think the Padres could beat the Phillies if it gets down to that. Got to get through the Braves first, too, obviously. 40-1, Tatis to have the most homers. It wasn't involved, of course, 2 years ago when they went to the NLCS. That was when he was out. And I think he's going to have a little chip on his shoulder here in this playoff, and I think he's going to want to perform in a big way. So I took a little shot with Tatis.
I don't mind it. I don't. My only thing as far as Tatis is concerned, or anybody on San Diego, is they're going to have the tougher road, right? Because they're going to have to get through the Dodgers and theoretically the Phillies. All right, that's the way I'm going to line it up here. I think if I was going for the home run, I might go for somebody on Philadelphia. You know, maybe a little Harper there. Obviously, Schwarber will be bomb. You know, he's got the appropriate name there.
Harper was like 20. I think he was like 21 or 22-1.
I wouldn't go with him.
Was Harper?
He doesn't look right to me. He just doesn't look right.
Schwarber was 12-1. Judge was the favorite at plus 450. Otani was like plus 550 or 6-1. Those were the two favorites. I wanted something a little further down the board.
Oh, Baum.
So
I might be interested in Baum. I think Alec Baum, third baseman there. I think, once again, I think Phillies, their road is easier because, once again, the Major League Baseball's insane bracket system is just dumb. They play in Philadelphia, nice ballpark to hit in. Even in October, it gets cold at night, I'm well aware. I think he might be the guy I might, I don't move. And I would think you might get better than 40-1. It is Baum, not Tatis.
Yo, for him, you're going to get a real big number. Now, I don't think they still have this up. They might have closed it when the game started today. Playoff specials, batter specials. Yeah, I don't see it up here anymore. Maybe they'll probably put it back up, George, I would think, at the start of each round. I think maybe is when they'll probably throw those back in the mix.
Also,
but
playing this round, that hurts as well.
Well, that's also why I took Tatis. I figured if I want to take somebody on a team that from this
round, it's
got to
be the wild card round
all the way, even though it's only possibly two extra games. You know, if a team sweeps, it's only two extra games. But if you can get one or two in there, why not give it a shot? So they're going to get going, I guess, in about 5 minutes here, George, finally, with these two, the Braves and the Padres, last game of the day. Your thoughts on, I mentioned before the break, and I said I'd let you get a shot at it, on Detroit, who I thought could win the series even before it started. They're that team, George, that it seems every year in October now we have it. They come in the hottest team. They've got all these arms in the bullpen. You could never pick them out of a lineup, but they all have great numbers. They've got these guys in the lineup. They're in their batting order that you've never heard of in your life, but they can hit a little bit. They're like that team that's going to take everyone by surprise, and by the time the month's over, you're going to know who all these guys on the Tigers are.
Well, I certainly hope they win. I hate the Astros. So yes, go Tigers, well, go, grr, and all that. I thought in this series
don't
that
you want the Yankees to finally beat the Astros, George? Wouldn't you like to see them finally beat the Astros? Or you don't care. Just let someone else take the Astros out.
I don't care.
Let them get it.
If you tell me the Yankees were going to beat them, sure. I can see the Yankees beat them. I just want to see the Astros go away. I can't stand this team. Him buzzer. You'll never be able to convince me in a million years that Altuve wasn't wearing a buzzer.
Oh, all right, he was never. 100% wearing a buzzer. Right. I agree. I agree with you. Nobody will ever
my
be able
wife,
to convince
Didn't want me to take my shirt off. Get the hell out of here. Dumbest excuse I've ever heard in my life.
Don't touch my shirt. He's coming into home plate.
You see him here. You see him holding it. I mean, give me a break. Absolute break here. I thought the Tigers, this was a must win. I thought the Astros could lose game one and still come back. But for the Tigers, yeah. I thought this was a must win with Schuble here. You got Holton versus Brown tomorrow. I don't know much about Holton, Mike. I don't.
Holton's like an opener. He's one of the bullpen guys. He comes in. He's going to pitch it. Tigers do a lot of opener stuff. And that's the other thing that's going to be tricky with them here in the playoffs. We'll keep this going. We come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Tuesday night. Oh, on the grid, Carver, sans Lisi. Joe out on assignment. George Kurtz, of course, is with us as always on Tuesdays here during the football season. And we will get to a lot of football later on. We've got a lot to discuss. We're moving into week 5. We've got this Davante Adams nonsense. We have all sorts of stuff that's happening in the NFL. But it is the first day of the baseball playoffs, and there's a lot to do. Here's the updated numbers, George, as you were just talking about that AL series with Detroit. Tigers now minus 174 to win the series. Astros plus 148. So, look, George, we know the Astros pedigree. They've been to 7 straight ALCSs. The Tigers have used their big gun. You're not going to see Schuble again tomorrow or on Thursday. You want to buy the Astros at plus 148. Put aside the fact that we hate the Astros and we want to see them go home. Do you want to buy the Astros at plus 148 against the Tigers the next 2 days?
I actually do, because I think the Astros are going to win tomorrow. I think this is going to go to a game 3, and then we'll see. And it's not like the Tigers starting pitchers are getting all that great in game 3. They don't have much there. And we know outside of Riley Green, I know Carpenter's hit well during the last couple of weeks here, but who else are you worried about there? I'd be very curious who pitches for Houston in game 3. All right, Arrighetti doesn't look like he can do it. He came in Saturday, so he'd be doing on short rest, right? Sunday, Monday. Actually, he'd be regular rest if he's okay. Would it be Verlander? Boy, that'd be something. Verlander
not
going
on the
game three against Detroit? No, then it's not going to be Verlander.
Put him on the roster. Yeah.
And didn't Blanco pitch today?
Blanco pitched today. I guess they have your boy Spencer giving the spaghetti Arrighetti. So I guess it's probably going to be him. He hasn't been bad, George. I mean,
he's been. I thought Arrighetti, Blanco, and Brown saved their season, Mike. I thought those three guys saved their season.
I don't hate it. And like the Tigers are tricky because they've been doing this for the last month and a half. And I think it's part of the reason, George, why after they traded Flaherty, they traded Flaherty. It was the best pitcher dealt at the deadline, and the Tigers are the ones who dealt him. But ever since they did that, aside from the Scooble days, the rest of the week, they throw these guys out there. Like the guy Brisky that finished the game today, he opens games. Holton opens games. Then they have a variety of guys after, whether it's that Montero or there's a few guys that come in behind. Hinch does a lot of weird stuff with the Tiger rotation and pitching, Matt, but it's worked. And it's the kind of stuff that I think could work in a short series like this to get you through. So Tigers tomorrow are plus 140. That's for just for game two. They're plus 146. The Astros with Brown are minus -174. On the other side of the coin, George, for the Orioles, who are down one and they have to win the next 2 days at Camden Yards, they are plus 176. And the Royals are minus 210. That's to win the series. As far as tomorrow goes, the Orioles are favored. But I got to tell you, George, I know the Orioles have had a lot of problems with their rotation this year. A lot of their young arms hurt. Grayson Rodriguez, etc. You can go on and on. I don't feel great about having my season on the line with Zach Eflin taking the ball. That just doesn't exude a lot of confidence for me, especially when my lineup has been as cold as the Oriole lineup has been, and you saw it again getting shut out in game number one. Zach Eflin against Lugo, who's been pretty good for the Royals.
Lugo, at one point this season, was a Cy Young consideration, right? He was that good. That went away in the second half. He was still solid, but that went away. I'm trying to see if he faced Baltimore this year. But I think Kansas City might end it tomorrow. I think Baltimore is once again, listen, Reagan's, he's a good pitcher, all right? But to shut you down, I think they're feeling it again. Mike, just like last year against Texas, I think they're feeling it again with the pressure's getting to them. These are a whole bunch of young hitters here who really haven't, they've succeeded somewhat during the regular season, but they didn't hit it all in the second half, which is why the Yankees caught them and passed and ended up beating them easy. Right? The Royals' record since what, August 1st on was not good, to put it nicely here. So they're not playoff worthy here. I think Lugo's going to win this game tomorrow. I do. I think Lugo versus Eflin, the advantage is to Kansas City. I'm going to take Kansas. I can't believe I'm going to Kansas City to sweep Baltimore. But I thought Baltimore would win today, and then Kansas City would win tomorrow. We go to game three. Now I think Kansas City might take care of it. First two games, done.
Not the biggest sample size, George, but some guys in the Oriole lineup against Lugo. Henderson's 1-for-3. Mountcastle's 2-for-4 with a double. Cedric Mullins is 2-for-3 off of him. Santander is 1-for-4 with a triple. Austin Slater is 3-for-6 off of Lugo. I'm sure that's a lot of Philly Met days with Austin Slater being on there. So maybe you'll see him in the lineup tomorrow. Westberg's 2-for-2 off of Lugo. Seems like they've only seen him once, George, but the one time they seen him wasn't that bad. They got some hits off of him the couple times that they've seen Seth Lugo. Whereas on the other side of the coin, for Eflin, he's been around forever, as you know, and they got some guys with numbers here. Hunter Renfro, 5-for-13 with a homer. Salvi Perez, 2-for-7 with a homer. Massey, 1-for-5 with a homer. DeJong, 5-for-13 with a homer. So, you know what that says to me, George? We got a couple of guys who have...
Over!
7.5 is where it's at right now. Smell, you know, a one, and you're coming off a 1-0 game today. You might even get that. You think you could get that at flat 7 maybe by first pitch tomorrow, George? People thinking 1-0 yesterday, moving it down. Either way, I like the over. I don't care.
Eflin pitched this year against Kansas City in Kansas City on July 4th, whatever it's worth. He got killed. He got absolutely killed. Smashed. He had five innings, six runs, five earned runs, home run, walk, three strikeouts here. So
it's just not the guy I'd want to give the ball to.
But isn't that the problem? Because how did Baltimore and the Yankees, for that matter, allow Flaherty to get out of Detroit and them not get it? How did Baltimore allow that to happen? Everybody and their mother knew Baltimore needed starting pitching. Well, you're hoping that Grayson Rodriguez is going to come back by some miracle? You know, I think Baltimore's ownership should be ashamed of themselves for not taking care of this problem. Especially when you have the young players you have, where you could have gotten anybody you want. But instead, you got the guy from Rogers from Miami. How's that worked out for you? All right. He was shipped off to Neverland.
Not even on the team. And Harris starts off the Braves here with a hit to lead off. So Michael Harris, who's had a very hot month of September, now comes into October and gets himself a hit to start things off against King and the Padres. Yeah, that's the thing for me, George. When we look tomorrow in the morning, of these teams that are down a game and are playing for their lives, do you have confidence in who they're giving the ball to first? And whether it's Hunter Brown, Zach Eflin, whoever the Braves are, the Braves haven't lost. That's the first inning. Whatever. I know the Padres are going to pitch Musgrove. Let's say the Padres somehow lost tonight, George. And I'd feel okay about giving Musgrove the ball, even though he's been a little spotty this year. And we already discussed, we have no idea who Milwaukee is going to turn to down 1-0. I'd say Brown probably would be the guy that in Houston would be the guy that I have the most confidence in that would be able to get his team even.
I would probably agree with you because he's going against a lineup that's not that great, but I wouldn't feel awesome about it. I just wouldn't. Once again, it's probably his first playoff start too, you know, and in a pressure situation where you have to win here. I said this with Gabe last night. We were talking about the Royals of Baltimore. How wrong was I? I'm like, well, Baltimore, I think they'll take care of Kansas City because they won't let Bobby Witt beat them. You know? Wow. Runner on third, two outs, and you pitch to Witt. Real good, guys. I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing, Hyde?
And it's a great point because they obviously got Pasquantino back today. But that's a guy who today, George, is having his first at-bats in over a month. You know, it's his first... Yeah, I would let Pasquantino, who's coming back off, I believe it was the broken hand, right? Didn't Pasquantino break his hand and a thumb? He broke his thumb, and so that's where he comes back off of that. I would have rather let him show me he's healthy and beat me than let Witt do it. You're so right, George, about that. Carver, Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here on a Tuesday night. Carver Sands, Lisi, Joe be back tomorrow. George Kurtz is with us as Olsen hits one out to right. There's a hit for Olsen, George. So two on and two out for the Braves.
Where the hell was Tatis playing? San Francisco?
He was way out there. Right, George? He was way out there.
That ball was
for
up
that.
A long time.
I thought that was going to get caught, right, George? Olsen gets on.
Maybe he misread it. He thought it was hit further than it actually was. But, boy. I thought that was the can of corn, third out, and here we go. But no, now we got to sweat this out. This one.
So this is
game.
Now, what do we got here? Solaire. So Solaire comes up. Not going to lie, George. I also, because like I said, I can never just play the game. You know, there's always got to be some. And you know how I am with the home runs, George. I love playing homers, but I'm also not stupid. Home runs are rare in the MLB in October. They are. It obviously the pitching is better. The situations are bigger. Now, believe it or not, there hasn't been a homer hit yet today, right? In the first three games, I don't think we've had one home run in any of the games so
right.
far. I get the ping on my phone anytime there's a home run by anybody. I follow that account on Twitter that pings my phone for every dinger, and there's been none today. So I went with a few here in the night game thinking that we're going to break the dam. And when I saw Solaire in the 560s, I said I had to take a little blast with Solaire. So if he wants to hit one out, which he doesn't, he strikes out. So they leave runners at the corners in the top of the first. I did play Solaire. I did play Tatis. I played Xander Bogaerts small because he was plus 775 or 800, whatever Xander Bogaerts was. So I took some shots, George, because there's been no homers today in any of these games.
I covered
games.
The board, by the way. I did the similar to you, but I went with Padres. I've done this before. I don't know what it is about San Diego. I seem to do this a lot when they play here. When I say cover the board, I mean I took a lot of their players to hit a home run. Just hoping I get one. You know, one, I pretty much break even. Two, I win money. So I took same thing with you, Tatis. I took Machado. I took Cronenworth, who I think was 7-1.
Yeah, no, he's a big number. Solano, and, big number, too. Solano's a big take, number.
Who's the other guy? Who I think is the rookie of the year, Merrill. I took Merrill.
Oh, Merrill.
Profar,
okay.
I did not take Profar. I don't know why.
Profar, I always play against a lefty. If there's a lefty on the mound, I'll play Profar. He hits more homers. Now, he obviously hits more homers from the left side because he has more at-bats from the left side. But if you look at the – he destroys left-handed pitching, Profar. He's been a favorite of ours this year in terms of whenever there's a lefty on the mound, we like to go to him. So there you go with that. They go to the bottom of the first. There in San Diego. So that's that, George. They have the updated Met line as well. I'll give you that, too. Mets for the series, minus 320. So
damn.
Plus 260 if you think the Brewers can win Wednesday and Thursday at home.
I don't.
I'm not in
I
on
don't.
It.
I don't. I think the Mets to win anyway. I had the Mets. I just thought the Mets would make it hard and lose today and win Wednesday and Thursday. I think the Mets are going to win the series. It's just a team of – I don't want to say destiny because I don't think they go any further than this. I think this is it for the Mets. They'll win this and lose next round. But I just didn't have much faith in Milwaukee here. But now they're both – it's minus 108 apiece tomorrow, so straight up. I think the Mets are going
to
close
it
out tomorrow.
Mets to win in three plus 270. Mets to win in three plus 270. Mets lose
the question
tomorrow,
is, do you believe that
Manaea
was awful Friday? Will he be awful again?
Yes.
Was it just a bad day for him, or was it Milwaukee that got him? To me, it looked like it was just a bad day where he couldn't hit the strike zone. Everything was weird. That was the night of the bad umpiring, by the way. I forget the umpire's name, but he was god awful. The Mets did get screwed in that game by him, but it wasn't Manaea didn't get screwed. It was their batters that got screwed. Mets batters, namely, I think it was Alvarez who really got screwed. So we'll see here. I'm curious. I am curious here, but I think the Mets going to end this.
I like the Mets. Milwaukee doesn't even know who they're going to pitch. I just saw this, Jordan. I didn't realize this. So this actually isn't this kid's first playoff start. He started a game against the Phillies last year for the Braves in the playoffs. They just had up there. So
how'd he do?
I think he lost. It said they went three innings because the Phillies always beat the Braves in the playoffs the last few years. So the Phillies did get him. But it's not like he's going out there, George, never being in this spot before. He has thrown it. He has started a playoff game in his career. And he's a young kid. And he looks like he could be your paperboy, George. Look at this kid, Smith Shawver. Young kid as he starts things off with Louis Arraez. Here in that series. So lots of baseball for us as we continue to move along here. And we'll give you some of the other numbers later on. I have a lot of football we have to get to also, George. We'll look at a few things from week number 4. And then the Davante Adams stuff is very interesting. We have to get into that at the top of the next hour as it looks like he's going to be getting a new home. Sounds like he doesn't want them and they don't want him. At this point, right, George? That seems to be if you believe all the reports, they don't want him and he don't want to be with them, which makes it fairly simple. All right, let's find someone. But here's one thing I'll say, George, we'll get into it more later. Al Davis would roll over in his grave if they trade him to the Chiefs. He can't trade him to the Chiefs.
It's not happening.
Al would never allow that. Never.
I mean, I'll be honest, though, if I'm the Raiders GM, if the Chiefs give you the best offer and it's substantially better, then, okay, he's going to the Chiefs.
See, that's right, the new school thought. See, that's today's day and age, George. You're right. That's the way people operate now. Whatever the best deal is, I'm going to
You and I are going to be happy.
Tatis.
My God.
Let's go.
Crank job.
Oh, my goodness. Right.
This is what we want to see. This is the night I want to have here. Things are cashing in the first inning. He crushed that. Absolutely crushed it.
Smashed.
And Arraez got you a hit, too, by the way. I'm sure you saw that before.
I saw
that.
That's a great start for those two futures, George. Good start for the futures there. With Arraez and the Tatis homer. Let's go here.
Yeah. So anyway,
a
like I said,
skip it a jump.
If the Kansas City Chiefs offered, if it's close, Mike, I'm not trading it to the Chiefs. But if the Chiefs by far away the best offer, pack up a KC, buddy boy.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, George in for Joe. SiriusXM 159. We're back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. George. So 2-0 Padres after the long home run by Fernando Tatis Jr. To get things cooking for them here to start it up. And he admired that one, but it was a shot. Absolute shot. Now let's get another one of our guys here, George. Let's get a few guys cooking. Maybe a little Xander Bogaerts too to get us going. So George already, we'll pick the Adam stuff up at the top of the hour. We'll start with that. I don't think there's anything else, George. There's a single for Merrill. You got Merrill for a hit now. See, here come the Padres. Here come the Padres, George. This could get ugly fast. Let's go. We'll go through these numbers one more time before we get out of here tonight, and maybe we'll find out who the Brewers are actually going to start. They were already, I just saw a clip, George, putting Pat Murphy on the skewer in Milwaukee. I guess they were upset that he took. And I didn't realize this, George, because between when Coast to Coast ended at 6 o'clock and really I had like that 45-minute period where I went and had dinner with the family after that, I did not realize that they took Peralta out at only 68 pitches, George, they took Peralta out at, and he had retired 9 in a row when they took him out. So let's just say people aren't exactly thrilled with Pat Murphy and how he handled his pitching staff, especially when he doesn't have many good options the next couple of days.
And I think he has the answer for that. I do, because I thought the same thing. Oh, a little surprise. He was getting hit, but he wasn't getting crushed. They were finding holes. The Mets were finding holes, you know, and they all count the same here. It almost like that Murphy was upset that the same thing, that Peralta didn't hit the base, right? Because that's how that big inning started here. Peralta missed the base. So it was almost like he was mad about that as well.
It seemed like it, that's for sure. They get put out the schedule, George, by the way. MLB's actually good at this, unlike some other people, of letting you know when these games are going to be. Saturday, whoever's at Cleveland's the early game, 1 o'clock East. Whoever's in Philly, 4 o'clock East. The Yankees will be 6:30 Saturday night, George, for game one of the ALDS. So 6:30 at the stadium, 6:38 to be exact, whether that's Kansas City or Baltimore. And then, of course, the Dodgers, 8:38 p.m. So unlike today where they kind of staggered, they kind of put them all at the same time, George, they are staggering them in a row, giving them their own window on Saturday, 1, 4, 6:30, and then 8:30. I guess the last two kind of are going to bleed into each other a little bit, but a little
it's
bit more
TV
staggered
wants
than today was.
All right, because yeah. I thought today was weird. I'm like 2:34, 5:38. Why is it at 1:47:10?
Right.
Yeah, but it's what ESPN have wanted, right? ESPN must want it that way. That's mostly when the viewership is. If there's two games on at once, we'd rather have that. Just like ESPN with the Monday night football games, right? Why isn't it 7 and 9? Why is it 7 and 7? Was it 7:30 and 8:15? You know,
They have a bunch of different times. I think, George, they are testing what time works the best, and in the future, they will make it permanent, two games on Monday night. I think that we are getting to there.
I think it's
coming, and I hope so too. I'm with you. I like it, but you know, they did 7:30 and 8:15 last night. They did 7:45 and 8:30 the week before that. I saw in December they're doing 8 and 8:30 or 8 and 8:45. They're trying different staggered times to see which works best. And I think eventually they will go to it and have the two games.
Just put good games on. Just put good games on, and they'll go through the roof, okay? We don't care who's playing. The better the games, the better here. By the way, you do realize, you brought the baseball schedule here, you do realize the Yankees and Guardians get completely I think they get hosed. Some people wonder, well, you have more rest. The Yankees and Guardians will play three games in 10 days.
That. That really bothers me. Why do they need to have them off on Sunday?
TV.
Why do they have to go Saturday off and then play again Monday? So I gave you the Saturday schedule. Sunday, whoever's at the Phillies is at 4 o'clock. Dodgers is at 8 o'clock. So that's an NFL Sunday. I already had a couple Giant fans reach out and say, if the Mets win, Giants and Mets are at the same time on Sunday. Well, boo-hoo. That's how it goes sometimes, George. This happens the whole playoff. And the Yankees game 2, Monday night, 7:30. Second game. Cleveland 4 o'clock, Yankees 7:30, Monday night, up against Monday Night Football. You'll have that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back here.